I think the basic needs after 2 months are also shelter. We have 28,000 people in shelters. We have huge amount of debris removal to be done. And it's something that we realize, and after an earthquake, if we don't make in a good way, it's a problem, because then you have a very environmental, with a lot of pollution and a lot of environmental problems. Now UNDP is trying to complement the work of the government in many areas, especially in rural areas.
And is it difficult to raise money for that debris removal?
Yes, we have a lot of problems about this, and donors don't think about this, but that's part of early recovery. That's part of to put the life ahead, to clean the area, to clean the housing.
How are the local people feeling now?
Local people are still psychologically affected, especially because we have a lot of little earthquakes around in all these areas. But at the same time, people also decided to say, okay, we are alive, we are good, and we are with good health. They are moving to find some job, to find some new response in their lives.
When a disaster like this happens, it affects people in the long term. As you said, people need jobs, children are unable to go to school. How has that affected the community?
At the moment, the government, with some help, are trying to put in place some emergency school. Around 20% of the children are without school at the moment. They are going to start around July, the normal school.
The UN focuses on disaster preparedness a lot. Were the people of Ecuador, in this particular locale, were they prepared for a disaster of this magnitude?
I don't think so. Even though we are working very hard since a very long time as UN, I don't think so the people were thinking that a huge earthquake like this happened in Ecuador.
In that case, how have the authorities and the people reacted? Have they changed the way they feel about being prepared for a disaster?
Always after a big event like this, a big disaster like this, the sensitivity of the society, it's more accurate about what they need to do. But also, it's a pity that all time still thinking about it's a natural disaster. We as UNDP, we are not thinking that it's a natural disaster. It's a disaster with a natural phenomena, but we knew it, that a disaster like this could happen in Ecuador. And now it's the time to think be more resilient, and also to reduce the vulnerability. That's very important, and to rebuild in a different way with a lot of principles that build back better, and construction cuts and all of this. We're starting working on this.